Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The one unanswered question: was Stephen Miller a Cameron crazy? This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. A 31-year-old Duke graduate named Stephen Miller has somehow ascended to be the top policy advisor to President Trump. Miller made the national news TV talk show rounds last Sunday and spewed such unbelievable rhetoric about any number of subjects that he was called a liar by every major right and left-leaning outlet. My question, as Miller's sanity is being debated across the country, is whether the 2007 Duke graduate was also a Cameron crazy. That is the only thing that an open letter from 2,943 fellow alumni to Miller does not address. Because, like most other Dukies, Miller must have been a basketball fan, right? The letter, written as the 10-year reunion of his graduating class approaches, asks basically how has Miller become such a horrible person, even though he showed signs in college by championing some serious right-wing causes with whom even conservative Duke alums have taken issue. The letter finds it, quote, impossible to see in your words and actions any glimmer of the university values we so cherish, nor the slightest suggestion that you spend four of your most formative years at the same dynamic, diverse institution of higher education we did, unquote. His fellow students point out that they all lived among migrants and refugees, shared classes with strong women, rode the campus buses with the LGBTQ community, ate at the cafeteria among students of color, and wrote for the Chronicle in an open-minded newsroom that promoted vigorous discourse across campus. In becoming the face of President Trump's America First agenda, Miller has apparently disparaged all of the above parties in some form or fashion. Plus, having never attended law school, he still called a federal judge 30 years his elder at home at night and instructed him how to vote on the immigration ban signed by the president. But most importantly, did he sleep in a tent for weeks, paint his face and body, and join the creative chants and occasionally vulgar cheers of the Cameron crazies, who may be far too sane for Miller? This is Art Chansky. See ya.